So when a family comes in, we have all new bedding, new sheets, new pillows. We have toiletries lined up. We have toys for each of the kids. So we have like their ages, their genders. Mm-hmm. We have all of that information prior to their move-in. So they walk in and virtually everything that they need is there. We also have a community pantry that they use. They get their own pantry, but that is fully stocked with food, things that they might need to just get started until they get settled. And our goal with that is we want families to come in and really have all of the basics and the essentials that they need so they don't have to worry about those things. A lot of times we are meeting families at some of the lowest points of their life in the midst of crisis, and anything that we can do to ease that transition really goes a long way. But it adds up really quickly, right? Because like you said, the families take all of that stuff with them when they leave, when they move into their new home. So we are constantly having to overturn those things. And that's why we're always asking for donations for those items. Help get, you know, a family room set up for Hope House. Help a family move into their new place. Maybe just some pots and pans or something to help them get started once they get the keys.
Right.
All of those things really make a big difference and they go a long way.
No, it is. It points out to me that so many things that we just say, oh, they'll take care of it, or somebody's taking care of it. Well, somebody is, and it's you, and that's why donations of paper towels or even plastic forks and knives or just paper plates, things.
Right.
There are a lot of things that we all could do when we go to the store even just buying some extra things. And just stopping by and dropping them off and saying, here, I was at the store and I thought maybe you might be able to use some of this.
Exactly. There are so many ways that you can support our mission and our cause. We've talked a lot about the prevention campaign, but we also have our Amazon wish list. If you stop by, you can also get a physical copy of our wish list items. But all of the things that we've talked about, cleaning supplies, mops, we have a huge need for mops if anyone wants to drop me off. Toilet paper, paper towels, plastic utensils, dish sets, things like that. We are in constant need of those items. And I have to tell you, I know that that's not always the most glamorous thing, right? But it really makes a big difference. I think last time I was here, I talked about a family who moved in with us. They had two young girls. And they were staying in an abandoned home with, you know, no running water. The ceiling had caved in. It was filled with mold.
Yeah.
And when the four-year-old walked into her room, the first thing she said is, I have a bed. And she was just amazed at the fact that she had her own bed and bedding. You know, we had like cute girly four-year-old bedding and she was obsessed with it and she loved it. It's the small things that really do make a place feel like a home. Even though we know that shelter is temporary, a lot of times, especially for young kids, they're looking at this like, okay, this is where I come to every single day. This is my sense of stability. This is home for me. And so all of these items are things that just make that transition a bit more comfortable and welcoming for families so that they don't have to worry about some of those essential basic things that they need every single day. But they can focus on the, you know, long-term goal, which is housing.
Yeah. No, every time you come in, Kate, it makes me realize just how selfish sometimes I am as far as looking at things that I want, that I think I need. Mm-hmm. And there are really such easy ways to give back to the community.
Well, and I don't even think it's selfishness. I think, you know, it's hard for me when I come and I talk about homelessness. It's such a big issue. I'm telling you, 16,000 calls and, you know, we have 1,000 students in the region that, you know, don't have a stable place that fall into those prevention scenarios. And it feels very overwhelming and it feels like it's very hard to make a difference sometimes. And I am telling you, every bit, every gesture goes a long way for us and is appreciated. There is no dollar amount that's too small. There is no item that is too small. One roll of toilet paper is one roll of toilet paper we are always going to need, right? And so I think these are really manageable ways. You know, if you're at the store, picking up just one extra thing and dropping it off at Hope House, and that really means so much to us. It really just makes a big difference in our everyday work, our operations. We do not get grant funding for these things. So if we don't have toilet paper, we're running to the store and that just comes out of our operations expenses that we're buying toilet paper. And the cost of a lot of these things has gone up as well. So any kind of contribution really can make a big difference for us.
Yeah. No. So think of those. Think of those things. Like you say, because of the toilet paper, then you are able to get a mop.
Right.
Or maybe
exactly.
maybe you have like Mop March of where people in March.
Mop March, I like it. I'll be on for a Mop March.
can donate mops. But it is, it's those kinds of things. And that's why going and looking at that wish list, and I think you would, if you look at that list, you see all those things and think, I see all that all the time. I could help Hope House in pick a month.
Oh, yeah. We get all sorts of, calls and, I had some extra from this. Can you guys use it? We even had somebody, they threw a birthday party and they had all of these, decorating kits that were extra from their order. They said, hey, could you guys use these for the kids? Yeah, bring them by, So always reach out if you think of something that you think would benefit our children, our families, even if it's fun activities.
Or, and I'm sure you appreciate sometimes when people come and have an idea for something, and it's something you haven't thought of that you don't.
Oh yeah,
it's not as though you have all the answers. That if somebody comes and says, "Have you ever thought we'd like to do this?" And I'm sure there are times you're just like, "Please do
absolutely,
it."
Absolutely, yes. We run on volunteers, right? And so there are all sorts of different ways. If you have some sort of idea of how to give back, how to support something you think would be fun for the kids, for the families, please reach out. We are always open to having those conversations to, make our services better and provide different kind of opportunities for the folks that are staying with us. But even like we had a church who was like, when's the last time you took the kids to Funland? And we were like,
wow.
It's been a while. And so we did a Funland trip maybe a month or two ago. Funland still hits. The kids still love it. It's always going to be a hit, right? And I've already had like three or four ask me like, when are we going to Funland next, right? So even if you want to sponsor something like that, just things that are fun and engaging for the kids, especially the children, it is a difficult transition. And we have children of all ages. So anywhere from newborns to 17-year-olds to 18-year-olds still in school. So there are all sorts of different activities. We've had photographers come and donate their time to do family portraits or graduation shots, photos of the teens. We did like they got their hair and makeup done one day and then we did photo shoots downtown. There are all sorts of skill sets and things that can really make a big difference and create memories for our kids and families.